and welcome to a very special edition of the Full Force Newsburst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com with me as your host, Chris Chode Island McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. On this instalment of yet another interesting kind of burst, I am joined by Justin, movie correspondent, but also for Hasbro-related news, Bell, to discuss the story that Hasbro might actually be moving from their Pawtucket headquarters. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this newsburst. Fresh from the recent and rather sad news that Hasbro laid off over 500 employees in a worrying fraud investigation, the hits just keep on coming, as news has emerged of a possible move from their long-standing Pawtucket, Rhode Island HQ. A plea from the mayor of said area suggests that Hasbro have initiated a plan to move out of their current location. The plea says, "The mayors of Pawtucket and Central Falls are demanding that state leaders help prevent Hasbro, the toy company, with more than 1,000 local workers, from leaving the area." Hasbro spokeswoman Julie Duffy said in a statement, "We are in the process of evaluating several options for contemporizing our corporate headquarters, including finding a new corporate campus in the vicinity of our current headquarters." Duffy continued to say the company was committed to delivering a fully updated, connected, and flexible workspace for all of our employees, and want to find the right solution that will ultimately create the best corporate headquarters for Hasbro into the future. With the recent cull of around 10% of their workforce, it may be the case that Hasbro need to downsize, but according to an article posted in December of 2017 on the Go Local Prov website, it could be they end up building a much larger and more imposing HQ in Providence, Rhode Island instead. Either way, Pawtucket would be losing a huge amount of revenue from this, and it's no surprise that the mayor is making this plea. Justin, what are your thoughts, first off, about the move in the first place?
It's weird. I mean, nostalgic as G.I. Joe is to me, I mean, you see that word on the packaging. I mean, I think every single package, you know, had Hasbro's address as Pawtucket, Rhode Island, and I probably never would have ever heard of Pawtucket without it being plastered all over, G.I. Joe and Transformers toys and everything as a kid. And you don't realize that Hasbro is kind of that town. Like, if you ever go to Pawtucket, there's not much there besides Hasbro and the stuff surrounding it kind of supporting Hasbro. So yeah, it does feel like a little bit of a punch in the gut and a little bit of a shame for them to be pulling out of what's obviously I wouldn't say it's a struggling town, but if Pawtucket is considered a city, but there certainly isn't a whole lot going on there.
It will definitely hurt it, won't it? Like, I mean, revenue wise.
Yeah, I think. Oh, it will. Yeah, I mean, it might be overblown. I mean, they're moving to, by all accounts, it looks like they're moving to Providence, probably. I mean, the corporate offices are in Providence now. I think pretty much whatever's in Pawtucket is kind of design folks and some of the, you know, limited manufacturing that they do.
Not much else, actually, probably now.
Right. So, I mean, the bulk of their corporate operations is already in a big building in Providence. Anybody who went to Hascon kind of saw the big building right across the street. So there's not much there at the moment anyway, and it's, you know, 20 minutes away. So I don't think anybody who lives on Pawtucket is going to necessarily quit their job because the office moves 20 minutes away. Mm. But there's a lot of businesses in Pawtucket that are no doubt benefiting from the location of Hasbro being there, and it is going to impact them for sure. People that maybe restaurants and stores and you know, things like that that are in and around Pawtucket that benefit from, you know, that large corporate presence and people passing by may no longer have that benefit. So that that's certainly something to think about.
I suppose if they were to move out, it would obviously give the opportunity for another business to maybe take over that kind of sure. That building anyway. So in the short term, yeah, but in the long term, it possibly could, you know, work out eventually.
Yeah, and it's not like it was really a destination place. I mean, a couple, you know, they give a few different tours. You know, I've been on one, and I think you've been on a couple.
Yeah.
But I mean, besides the tours, it's a brick building with Mr. Potato Head out front. I mean, it's not really. People don't flock to that location to see the factory. You know,
you want to go inside, really, don't you? That's the
thing. You want to see the inside, but you can't just like walk in and go inside. So you have to have a tour or some kind of special event.
Which I found out to my behest when I went there once. Just thought,
you
know,
there, I'm just on the window.
Yeah. I can just go in, right? I can just come in, naked, covered in peanut butter. They didn't really like that, but.
They didn't let you. I'm shocked, man. That would have been like an instant. If I was working there and I saw you naked, like the door would be wide open.
It was completely different at boss fight. That's only how they allow you in. Like you're not allowed to come in unless you're naked, covered in peanut butter.
Unless you were naked and peanut buttered, peanut butter. I just made up that verb, peanut butter.
Anyway, coming back to this, do you think it's a direct response to the layoffs, or possibly even a reason behind them? It can't be cheap. It can't be a cheap thing to relocate, and especially if they're thinking of something as grand as mentioned on the Go Local Prov website, which I'll flash an image up on the video. But it's a pretty. I mean, it's they want to revamp the old Superman building.
Yeah.
In Providence, and from what the plans look like, I mean, it looks pretty impressive.
Right, and it depends what the situation, I think, was in Pawtucket. I don't know if they owned that property or if they're leasing it or kind of how that all works. But I know sometimes, yeah, if you want to do big improvements, big, you know, facility improvements, you got to make some cuts somewhere. And having one less property would certainly do that. And if they're selling it, they could, you know, earn some revenue on that, which would help offset some of the costs of building out the main corporate office. Or if they're leasing it and they're cutting those monthly payments down, that could also help offset some cost of leasing space in the new building. So, you know, stuff like that happens, unfortunately, all the time. You know, I work for a little tiny nonprofit, you know, home care agency up here in New Hampshire, and we've moved our offices probably four times in the past 10 years. So it's just kind of, as you're not, and I'm not saying Hasbro's struggling, but as you're trying to get your arms around some potentially expensive facilities, what they call fixed cost, you know, you try to change some things around to, you know, ease some of that burden. And it seems like that might be what Hasbro's doing. And it's certainly, I don't think it's a coincidence that this is being announced at the same time as the layoffs. I'm not sure if it's what caused the layoffs, but just continued probably concern about the financial state of Hasbro is probably making them think about some consolidation of operations and reducing some of those fixed costs by eliminating a building and then, you know, fitting up some of the new spot.
I mean, it would be interesting to see this new building go up, and obviously if they can, like you say, if they can kind of almost consolidate all of their operations into one zone, one area, I mean that's got to be easier anyway. And I think when especially when it came to HasCon, that looked like a bit of an operation, you know, having to, like, you know, having like people like Daryl running back and forth from the building to the thing, doing all the tours and then coming back and running all these other operations. I could understand that, you know, in the long term, again, it would be better to have everyone in the same place.
Yeah. And it kind of makes you wonder, like, what their philosophy is around the design folks. Because, I mean, there's no question that, you know, a lot of the recent layoffs have kind of focused on the people who do their actual design work.
Yeah.
And that's primarily what the Pawtucket office, you know, contained, was those types of people. Now, you know, we've had a bunch more layoffs. Now that segment is closing. It really makes you wonder, well, geez, what is going on from a design perspective? How much is Hasbro really truly going to be outsourcing this, and how many people are actually left on staff to do that kind of work?
Well, it's sad because obviously, as you mentioned, we've both done the tour, and it's a lovely feeling to go around and do that, you know, and see. And especially Kate and I were very fortunate in that we got to do it with the Legends. So like they went on, they did the tour, and they, a lot of them hadn't been there for a long time. So it was it was really nice for them to kind of, you know, see it again and recount stories and stuff like that. It was great. But I mean, I found it a lot of fun going around that building. And I'm in some kind of fashion, I'm really happy that we managed to actually get that tour in before this happens. If it does, it sounds like it's going to happen.
Yeah, because who knows what's going to, I mean, if they're really totally like going corporate with the Superman building in Providence and really not, I mean, are they going to have a space that's available for, are you going to be able to walk around and do tours and kind of see, you know, how the sausage is made? Or is it all just going to be, you know, cubicles and offices and corporate stuff going on? So it's, I mean, who knows what might happen.
I don't think they make sausages, mate.
Oh.
I think you've got this confused. How embarrassing.
I've been collecting sausages for 40 years.
We've been completely confused this entire time. You thought you'd been coming on.
I was always amazed that they could make the pork move like that. These things aren't made of sausage.
Oh, beautiful. Anyway, again, like more news coming out of Hasbro, it feels like every week. Hopefully there is something, you know, it's a mixture. I have a mixture of feelings on this because obviously I feel like it's just almost a byproduct of what's happened previously. But at the same time, it's something that I think would benefit them as a company to do anyway. So, you know, it's just a shame. And like you say, the nostalgia aspect, that's a big one. Like that's a big part of this, I think.
Yeah, and it's so funny. I mean, you never know what's going to resonate with anybody, really. And just since I was 8 years old, I had this vision in my mind, oh, I really want to go to Pawtucket. I want to see Pawtucket. You know, I mean, Pawtucket is Hasbro. It's this magical place that makes these toys that I love. And knowing kind of that, this place is no longer really going to exist. I mean, not that it really there ever really was this magic place called Pawtucket that generated these things magically. It was all just kind of corporate and factory, but it was there was still this element of magic to it, kind of like the North Pole, that sort of thing, and where they make all these toys. And you know, that's to a degree that's going to change, and it's a little sad and a little disappointing, but you know, it's kind of what being an adult is all about. I mean, everything you ever were nostalgic for just kind of slowly
dies,
withers and dies, like we do. You know, I mean, it's a pleasant thought. Huh?
Thanks, Justin. And on that on that depressing as ufk bombshell.
Listen to the next episode of Full Force where we talk about your, you know, inevitable mortality.
On the next episode, we're going to debunk Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and every superhero you've ever loved.
I'll just suddenly won't hear from Chris anymore, and we're all set.
Well, now that you've revealed you thought Hasbro was a sausage-making company. Anyway, Justin, thank you, mate, for jumping on. I really appreciate it.
Problem.
We will bring you any more news, obviously, of this development. Any other developments coming out of Hasbro, of course. They seem to be something we're kind of clinging to and hoping that in some way good news comes out of it soon.
Eventually there's got to be something good that comes out of all this, right?
Well, you know, that's the law of averages states. But anyway, thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my wonderful co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time. And as always, full relocation force.
That doesn't flow off the tongue real well.
They never do. The last one that worked was full horse.
And then everything else
has been Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.